Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This could be a really big deal. It could be. It might not be. I mean, it feels like you hear that. Doesn't it sound like he's trying to downplay the impact of him calling plays? Well, hey, man, it's all collaborative. Just trying to change things up a little bit.
What I think he's trying to do is make sure that people aren't reading in too much, like, oh, John Morton's on his way out.
Yeah.
He doesn't want this to be anything that looks like it's a possible rift in the clubhouse, so to speak.
Yeah.
And I think that's all it is. I don't know if it's a big – I don't think it's a big deal. I think it's, you know, it's always been Dan Campbell's offense.
I think it could be a big deal.
In what regard?
Well, I think it could be that they're going to be a really good offensive team the rest of the way, and that they were before, but I think really hit on all cylinders better than they were. Because even though numbers-wise, we talked about it, they were second, third in the NFL, whatever it was, in points per game. It did feel like in recent weeks they hadn't run the ball as well, and you know, it's a matter of them. Were they maximizing what they had offensively? And there have been a few weeks where it hadn't felt like they were doing that. And so I'm curious to see if they go out and they really look effective against Philadelphia Sunday night. And so I do think it could be a big deal. But it doing what they did against Washington doesn't confirm anything. It's a nice start, but
well, let's do it again, because they did the exact same thing against Chicago in the second week of the season.
Yep.
So, and they responded the few weeks after that where they were scoring over 30 points. And then things got a little stale. The game against Kansas City, no good. And then the win over Tampa, but offensively, if I'm not mistaken, it wasn't all that great offensively against them. And then you had the loss against the Vikings. And all right, let's get back to focus on what we're doing right and what we need to do. And Dan says it's just a thing about rhythm, getting a different rhythm in play. Whatever, it worked. You know, the problems with the Lions offense had been they weren't getting yards on first and second down. That was the problem, that they had too many stupid penalties to shoot themselves in the foot. When you have the pre-snap penalties, you know, false starts, or if you have a holding penalty, it's going to send you back 10 yards. Holding is so punitive in the NFL that, yeah, you're going to be having a harder time moving the ball downfield. This game was a clean game from the offense. So I think that might be the biggest revelation of all, is that they just were able to stay out of their own way.
Yeah, but was it clean because of the plays that were being called? Because Dan Campbell said himself, he knows his players, he knows what he wants. I think, to answer your question, Doug, I think it is a big deal that Dan Campbell is trying to make not a big deal.
Yep.
You know, and I think like the real question is moving forward, what's going to happen? So we'll get those answers when those guys talk this week. Are you going to continue calling plays? I know it's a collaborative effort, everyone's involved, but in the end, who's going to be calling plays on game day? And I think it's going to be Dan Campbell, because he didn't like the way things were going. He's nipping this thing in the bud right now because they have Super Bowl aspirations and they don't want things to get out of hand.
No. And I mean, it was a really, really good offensive game. So you heard him talk about it, whether he was downplaying it or not, whatever. I think there's a good chance that we'll see him back in that role against Philly, and everybody's got to shift around their duties now offensively, because, you know, when the head coach is busy with the play calling and the play sheet, there are other things to pay attention to as far as the head coach is concerned. Meantime, they weren't the only team that had a good weekend. How about the Detroit Pistons? And how about Cade Cunningham of late? His point totals since the Orlando game, 30, 21, 33, 31, 34, 26. His fourth quarters have been dominant. His assist totals since the Orlando game, 10, 18, 8, 10, 10, 11. He has been exceptionally good. You know who else has been exceptionally good? Jalen Duren. The way Cade gets, fills up two categories, same thing for Duren. Duren's points per game since the Orlando game, 21, 33, 14, 22, 30, 21. His rebounds, 13, 10, 9, 22, 11, 16. These are monster numbers being put up. And Jalen Duren, in fact, yesterday scored more points in the fourth quarter than Cade Cunningham. This 1-2 punch of blossoming young players. You know, we talked about how the East might be wide open because of the catastrophic injuries in Boston and Indiana. I'll take best record in the East after 10 games.
Yeah.
I'll take that. There's a long way to go. But this is a very promising start.
It is. And, you know, you mentioned, so I'll give the averages for those games you're talking about. In the last five, Duren's averaging 24 and 14, and he's shooting 84% from the free throw line. So
that's not a small deal.
No, you want to hack the guy, go ahead, put him on the free throw line. We'll take 84%. Cade Cunningham's averaging 29 points and over 11 assists while giving up just three turnovers a game during that stretch. That's great. On the injury front, we know that it's going to be a while for Jaden Ivey, but I think maybe another couple weeks for them to reevaluate where he's at. But Marcus Sasser remains out. He's going to be reevaluated in 4 weeks. But it sounds like they could add some really nice pieces to the backcourt by January. They're doing this. They did this last night without Beef Stew. He was out with a rolled ankle, and Tobias Harris was out. So they're not even, they don't have anywhere near the full complement of players, and they're just getting it done. So they got a game tonight. Washington's in town and not a good team. 1-9 on the season. Can't look past them. Just take care of it. Just take care of it.
Well, and he's making highlight level play. Cade's making highlight level plays. You talked about the dunk he had on Drummond, and who was the, he had the blocked dunk attempt a couple weeks ago. Can't remember if somebody was moving it. Somebody had like a breakaway, and he went up and rejected a dunk attempt. Like, there's a lot that this guy is doing, and you know, I didn't watch SportsCenter today. I'm kind of disappointed because we were talking about how it doesn't matter if they win. They're not leading SportsCenter. It's always going to be like the Lakers. It's going to be
particularly on a Monday.
Yeah, not on a Monday, but it's and I don't really care. It doesn't change who they are. I just wonder when are they going to start? And we know how programming is done. It's done to ratings. When is Cade's performance and Duren's performance going to lead to ratings? And they get a marquee spot on SportsCenter highlights.
As soon as they cut Magic Johnson in on the earlier in the show.
That's going to be a power move, some would say.
Yeah. Anyway, it's been awfully, awfully encouraging to watch.
No, it's been a very gratifying start. Yep. Very. And they're fun to watch. It's, you know, Jalen Duren plays above the rim so often that that's fun. Mm-hmm. And, you know, watching the game last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tonight, it got other players involved, too. Other players want to lob it to Duren. It's not just Cade Cunningham that gets to do that. But defense shows up when they need to, and they got on a stretch last night when they were down, almost down by 10 points maybe. Actually, it was 10 points, double digits, and came right back. This is what this team is capable of, and it doesn't all have to be done with a three-point shot. They just methodically take you apart.
It was Jalen Suggs. It was in that Orlando game. It was Jalen Suggs whose shot he blocked. And love it. Love the way his team's playing. Can't say enough about J.B. Bickerstaff, the job he's doing with this team. I remember we took panicked calls after the opener, and they did not look good in the opener. It felt like
no team in Detroit does.
What we do, I guess. Looked terrible in the opener. Tigers got swept in L.A. to start the season, had a really good season. Red Wings got beat resoundingly by Montreal. The Lions got pounded at Green Bay, and the Pistons opener against the Bulls was ugly.
Yeah, I'm going to need the Red Wings to get back to playing hockey again. Losing three in a row, four of the last five, doesn't make me feel good. They're my chumps of the weekend.
They're making a run at it.
Yeah, and to know that they kind of spoiled the weekend with all the dignitaries that were in town for it, and kind of takes away some of the good feelings you had with that. But I'm encouraged. Nate Danielson's up with the team. Hopefully he sticks around. Yeah. Because that's a guy they thought had a real strong chance of making the team out of training camp and had the injury, but I think had 5 points in four games at Grand Rapids that gets the call up and skates 16 minutes last night, got four shots off. So we'll see how he transitions into the NHL now.
It's Carson Anderson, 96.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.